Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Maltz, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and want to invite you to come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com, where you can get your free copy of Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips Report. It's the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and you can get your free copy at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have an absolutely unbelievable guest for you, Charlotte Gerson. And Charlotte Gerson is the founder of the Gerson Institute, which is a nonprofit organization in San Diego, California. And what they do is train people in Gerson therapy, which is an alternative, non-toxic treatment for cancer and other chronic degenerative diseases, things like migraine and diabetes. But they're most well known for their cancer treatments. And it's all alternative. It's basically a juicing process, and Charlotte talks about that in the interview today. But it's very powerful what they've done, and I know we've had several close family friends with stage 4 cancer who were basically told by their doctors that they only had a few months to live and there was nothing else that could be done for them. And they went to the Gerson Institute, got the Gerson therapy treatment, and completely recovered from that cancer. And some of them are still alive today, 20, 30 years later after their treatment. And so I know it's just something that's an absolute gift in this world. It makes a huge difference in people's lives, and I wish everyone knew that there are other ways to treat cancer naturally, that it's not all about drugs and surgery and chemo and radiation. There are actually natural, safe ways that are non-toxic that are very, very effective to help people recover from cancer, because your body wants to heal. And Charlotte talks today about exactly what your body needs in order to heal itself. So enjoy the show today. Take great notes. It's a 45-minute interview today, because there's so much awesome information to share here. So I hope you absolutely love it, enjoy it, and have an incredible day.
I'm here to greet Charlotte Gerson, our very special speaker today for the health blog. My name is Dr. Candace Corson, and I am an allopathic physician who's become very interested in nutrition and repair at the cellular level. And today we're really fortunate to have a very special guest, Charlotte Gerson of the Gerson Institute. And Charlotte, I want to welcome you to the podcast. And
thank you very much. I appreciate being able to talk to your audience.
I know they're going to be so glad to hear what you have to share from many years of experience. Charlotte, would you tell us your story and how you came to work in the field of nutrition?
My story is relatively simple, because basically I was born into it. It was my father's work and not mine. And of course, from the time I was very little, maybe started to understand what was going on, perhaps at the age of 7 or 8, I was understanding that people were being healed. And, you know, like my son said many years later, he was 17 years old before he found out that cancer was incurable. He could always see it being cured.
Oh, that's amazing.
And the point was that also my father didn't invent the Gerson therapy. What happened was simple. He had actually weighed down by inheriting his mother's migraine headaches. They were in the family, and what was interesting that I too inherited the migraine, the tendency to migraines. And it was because of his terrible migraines, by the time he was finished with his medical studies, internship, and residency, doing residency, he was so ill with migraines, 2 and 3 days a week, he was in a darkened room suffering and being terribly nauseated and, you know, all the problems of the migraines. And his doctors and professors all told him there's nothing you could do, but you'd be better when you're 55. But I'm 25. So he searched and searched, and it took him a long time to find that somebody at one point had got improvement of her migraines, a lady, by changing her diet. And he'd never been told anything in medical school about diet.
Yes.
And this is also very interesting because, you know, many hundreds of years ago, Hippocrates already said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food.
Yeah.
So this was not a new idea. but it wasn't taught in medical school. And it in medical school, as you probably experienced even many years later, of course, he went to medical school in the first decade of the 20th century. It was diagnose a disease and treat the disease.
Yeah.
But the treatment was generally drugs or drugs and surgery or drugs and whatever else was available. But it was never diet or food. That was for the kitchen and for the cook.
Yeah.
At any rate, it took him this amount of time to find a cure for his migraines until accidentally one of his patients came back and said, Dr. Gerson, with your migraine diet, my migraine has disappeared, but I also saw that my skin tuberculosis disappeared. And my father didn't believe that, and he said, no, that's an incurable disease. Must have been something else. But the guy had proof, medical proof, and that his lesions had tubercular bacilli.
Yeah.
And my father couldn't relate those two things. What does tuberculosis of the skin have to do with migraines?
Mm-hmm.
And so he started to treat other tuberculosis patients, and they too recovered on this migraine diet. And that's when he was called to Berlin to the major tuberculosis sanatoriums of the time. This is now jumping quite a few years after World War One. And there was a lot of so-called galloping tuberculosis among young people in their late teens and early 20s. And he found that with this diet that he had originally developed for migraine, he was able to cure tuberculosis. And that's when he also found out that not only did the lung tuberculosis respond and heal, but many of those patients had other problems. Many had migraines, or they had allergies, or they had asthma, or they had high blood pressure, and various kidney damages, and all kinds of other problems, and they too disappeared. And that's when Dr. Gerson became aware that he was no longer treating a disease, that he was helping the body to heal itself.
Yeah.
And that's how he parted company from Orthodox medicine. He was now restoring the body's ability to heal itself. And that's how eventually he was able to cure arthritis and heart disease and tuberculosis and other germ diseases and allergies and all of the other problems. It took him another time to figure out what the difference was between those so-called chronic degenerative diseases and cancer, and there is a difference. Because in some of those other diseases, he was able to add to the patient's diet. He was able to add maybe a little yolk of egg, or he was able to add even a little bit of fresh unsalted, always unsalted butter. But he couldn't do that with TB, with cancer patients. And he found out much later when he had moved to New York that Sloan Kettering was quite aware that when people had cholesterol in their blood, they lived much shorter than cancer patients who were extremely low in cholesterol. So he realized that it was the fat he was adding that kept cancer patients from recovering. And after he was able to remove the fat, he was able to cure the advanced cancers.
Wow, that is. May I ask you, Charlotte, how did your father come around to his original help for his own migraines?
Well, he was searching for help, and he was interviewing doctors. He was making appointments in medical and university clinics, and he was asking questions. He subscribed to medical magazines. He had some of them translated from other languages. Until he believed it was accidental, he found this one rather obscure journal that carried an article about a woman who had changed her diet and had improved her migraines.
Mm-hmm.
And he had never heard about diet, but he started to change his own diet.
Yeah.
And he figured out that actually the human body is not really designed for meat eating and animal products, and that our way, way, way long ago ancestors were eating vegetarian and roots and nuts and seeds and fruits and greens and leaves. So when he did that, he was free of migraines.
Yeah.
Until he started to cook foods and people would salt it. Soon as he salted it, he would get migraines. So he realized the salt was causing a problem. So little by little, he developed it totally until it worked and people got well and stayed well.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So very empiric work. And I understand he kept wonderful records of his work and his patients. I've heard of the 500.
Yes, it was strictly empirical. And, of course, the research of his time, like I said, it spanned perhaps 30 years between 1910 and 1940. It was, compared to today's research, it was primitive.
Yeah.
And there was relatively little for him to go with except empirical data from patients.
Right. So direct observation. Are there any studies that have been done with Gerson therapy?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Are there any studies which have been done with Gerson therapy for helping people with their health? Any clinical studies that?
Please speak up a little.
Yes, are there any clinical studies that have been done which can help people see the results of Gerson therapy?
The question of what do you call clinical studies? The answer is basically no, because orthodox medicine is fighting tooth and nail to keep nutrition out of the research area. They don't want nutrition. There's no money in it. And, you know, it's very interesting. One of the questions that I got, supposedly from your son, Tom Cortson Knowles, and he said, "Why? What is the story about working with the cancer industry?" That's exactly the problem. It's an industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a medical science. It's an industry. It's a multi, not only billion, but trillion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that with what Dr. Gerson found, with the nutrition, with fresh living foods, organic juices and nutritious vegetarian materials, there's no money in it.
Yeah.
So they are fighting it tooth and nail. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to publicize it. They don't want to study it. They don't want other doctors to know about it.
Well, clearly we do see very little nutrition in the curriculum of most medical schools, and it's in striking contrast to the basic sciences, which show a lot of benefit from a nutritional excellence at the cellular level. But it is news to most medical students and physicians who have graduated. And you were saying before when we were talking that the public is demanding more of a holistic, evidence-based nutritional pathway. Could you speak some about that? You were saying the public is demanding this now.
Yes, the public is aware. People know and understand nowadays that their friends, their loved ones, their relatives, their neighbors, they have cancer and they are supposedly getting the best and up-to-date medical treatments, which are largely, you know, the famous poison slash and burn. In other words, chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation. And they don't heal, and they die in misery and agony, and they are finding it out more and more. And more people with their toxic diet, with the excess of animal products, with the drugs and preservatives and chemicals and additives that are in our foods and in our soil already, people are getting sicker and sicker. And just again recently I read that at this point one person in three is expected to get cancer, and within another couple of years it's supposed to be going down to one person in two. And it's a huge business, but it doesn't, people are not getting well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this, Charlotte. Why do you think Gerson Therapy has had a track record of helping people? And you were sharing with me it's not just cancer, but all kinds of degenerative diseases. Why do you think it has been so useful for many people?
Well, I have my own theory, a little bit of a theory about it. Of course, we have worked with it in Mexico in the Mexican clinic now for over 35 years, and we get fantastic results. But we have found also talking to patients, when they ask their doctors, why do they have cancer? What causes cancer? And clearly, the doctors have a half a dozen answers, and none of them is a complete answer. Well, it's radiation, or well, it's inheritance, or well, it's this, or well, it's that. They don't really know. And the true answer is actually in a book title. I love that title. It's a book written by a nutritional PhD by the name of Ruza Bogdanovich. The title of her book is very clear-cut and simple. The cure is in the cause. In other words, if you understand the cause, and only when you understand the cause, can you deal with the cause so that you can cure, truly cure, not alleviate pain or not cut it out or try to burn it out or anything like that, because it doesn't cure anything. So the answer is the cure is in the cause. Now, what is actually the cause? And Dr. Gerson found very clearly that when the human body works as it is designed to work, when it has its immune system working, his enzyme system working, the mineral system working, his essential organ systems working, cancer is impossible. So are all the other chronic diseases. The body will not allow it. The body's defenses, when they are in place, are active and busy, but they need to be nourished correctly. And if you don't nourish them with fresh living foods and fresh living nutrients, if it's all dead and canned and jarred and pickled and preserved and chemically treated, it's not going to do the job. So if you weaken and thus damage the immune system, the enzyme system, the hormone system, the mineral balances, if you weaken the liver and the pancreas and the essential organs, the body can no longer continue to function and protect you. The body tries to, but you're not helping it. So when that happens, it finally gives out. And giving out is chronic disease. And it can be heart disease or liver disease or kidney disease or something else. It doesn't have to be cancer, but it's disease. And once you understand the underlying problem of disease, namely the failure of the body's defenses, the failure of the organs that the body is equipped with, when that failure occurs, disease follows, chronic degenerative disease. And drugs don't cure anything. Drugs sometimes suppress symptoms, and the person can continue to live for a while, more or less comfortably. But that's not a cure. Cure is restoring the body's defenses. And you know, just recently, this year, actually the past year, we have celebrated for four particular patients, and this is only a group, a special group. We have celebrated their 30th anniversary of being cured of terminal cancer.
That's
and
exciting.
Three of those had terminal melanoma. One of them had terminal uterine and ovarian cancer without drugs, without chemo, without any of those things, but by restoring the body's defenses, they're now surviving in good functional health for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And not just surviving, but active and busy and enjoying life. That's the thing. When you understand the underlying problem and when you can deal therefore, because you understand it, when you can deal with that underlying problem, you cure. People recover and stay well.
Mm-hmm.
And this was just a few or 30 years. We have others that are 35 and 60 and more years. Some of Dr. Gerson's patients very recently were still alive of 60 years.
Oh,
it's,
that's very special.
It's a healing. It's not a drugging. It's a healing because when you fully restore the body, it functions. By the way, I'm not sure that you know that I just celebrated my 90th birthday.
Oh, congratulations and happy birthday.
And you see, I too had the migraines that my father had inherited from his mother. I had the migraines already when I was 8 years old if I drank milk.
Yeah.
Milk is not a food.
It's not a food for human
adults.
Beings, right?
Nowhere in nature do animals drink milk once they're weaned. Never.
Yeah.
It's only a food for new babies, including human children after the age of 2. Generally, they don't have the milk digestive enzymes, and they can't handle milk properly.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the oldest information in some of the primitive people, the oldest is forbidding milk for adults. And this is the correct thing.
Yeah.
You know, when in nature an animal has given birth to a live child, a baby, and the baby is being nursed by the mother, which is the correct thing to do. It's the best food for the baby. But then the mothers in nature know exactly when to stop nursing their newborns, and they actually push them away. They are now grown enough so that they can eat the good, normal food for that species.
Yeah.
And they never drink milk again.
Yeah,
and
we can clearly, I think, any
should be doing.
Exactly.
Doing
I think
that.
Anyone knows if they think about that that's so true that there is no animal that continues to nurse. And humans don't continue to nurse generally. I mean, if you had someone, a 10-year-old child, that would be quite unusual, to say the least, drinking milk still. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
They shouldn't drink milk. They should have vegetable juices or fresh other juices or water if necessary, and not fluoridated, not poisoned water, but fresh water, preferably distilled so that it's clean and clear of additives. And then even that, orthodox medicine says don't drink distilled water. It has no minerals. Yeah, but the minerals in milk are not nutritional minerals. They're not living minerals. They're like calcium. You don't want to eat a piece of calcium. It's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
You want to get those nutrients from your foods and your fresh juices and from fruits and vegetables and roots and fresh, living, organic things that are not poisoned with chemicals.
Yeah. It's a big stretch for a lot of people. Do you find that when patients want to learn about Gerson therapy that they do well with reading, or do you use – what kind of educational materials do you use so that patients understand what to do on their own when they get home?
Well, of course, very few people are able to come to the clinic. And those that do, of course, at the clinic, they get information, they get lectures, they get the material. Plus, they're given the right foods and the right juices and the right care by the doctors who are long-established Gerson doctors. They're not drugging doctors, but they are basically medical doctors, but they have been trained in using the Gerson therapy, the organic vegetarian foods and the juices and the detoxifying enemas, because that's also part of the treatment of the Gerson therapy. You've got to detoxify the body, which over the years has been poisoned. You know, the soil, it all starts in the soil. Dr. Gerson called the soil our external metabolism. The soil has the minerals, has the nutrients, But nowadays, the soil is being artificially fertilized with chemicals, with three minerals, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Well, that's all very nice, but that's not the way the body needs to be nourished. The nutrition should be consisting of something like 51 or 2 different minerals. With the NPK, so where's the calcium and magnesium and manganese and zinc, and where's the iron and the iodine, and all these things are missing.
Yes.
So when the body is missing all of this, it can't grow properly and it can't function properly, and that's where disease begins.
Yeah.
That's what Dr. Gerson called the external metabolism. It starts out there, and then what food does grow in these chemically treated soils is further damaged by pesticides and fungicides. It's also damaged by canning and jarring and pickling and preserving and all kinds of drug additions. It's not working, and that's why people are so sick with so many diseases. And interestingly, I call it in some cases the new diseases that didn't used to exist. For instance, fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
Fibromyalgia is strictly a disease of chemicals that are added to food and soil and poisoning our bodies. We have cured fibromyalgia in a matter of days and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's chemically caused, and just detoxify the body and give it the right nutrients and the disease goes away.
Yeah. It's a huge concept. I think many people are already embracing it. Many want to learn about it. But it is really, I agree with you, not a concept in allopathic medicine, at least at this juncture. And I think some people are wanting to learn it later when they graduate from regular medical school. And there are some institutions that are beginning to teach more about the body's need for nutrition, for whole food, for plant nutrition, and quoting Hippocrates, which I think is great, let food be your medicine. Let me ask you, Charlotte, has Gerson therapy changed significantly over the last 80 years or so?
Has it changed? We've had to adjust it some because our FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which I and a few other people are calling the death administration, they have so changed our foods, and they have changed medications that are no longer available in the original therapy that Dr. Gerson describes in his book, the 50 Cases book, the cancer therapy results of 50 cases, that we've had to adjust some. For instance, the crude liver extract is no longer available. We have used CoQ10, which works to a certain degree. We have, Dr. Gerson used the fresh raw liver for juice. We can't do that anymore because the very young animals are so sick when they're born already that we can't use their livers. They are full of Campylobacter. They have diseases. And as a result, we've had to adjust the Gerson therapy. But while we are, in fact, getting slower results, we are still getting dramatically excellent results in advanced diseases, including, for instance, pancreatic cancer in advanced and stage 4 melanomas and stage 4, you know, to the point where when we are dealing with patients at the clinic in Mexico, more than 95% of those patients come in terminal condition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doctors are asking us, well, where are your statistics? Okay, we'll be happy to give them statistics of our terminal cancer patients if they give us statistics of their terminal patients. But they don't do that. Mm-hmm. They don't have statistics for terminal patients because, by definition, they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not giving statistics on terminal patients, simply because they would be compared to early patients, which are the ones that the doctors are getting. And, you know, things of that type. We get damage and we get interference by the FDA and by the society and by all the huge numbers of people that make not only billions but trillions of money on drugs, on the chemotherapy drugs, which are extremely expensive. They have done tests, for instance, in Australia, where they have looked at the patients and the results they're getting with chemotherapy, and they found that 97.7% of them, of the patients who get chemo, get no benefit. 2.3 to 2.1% get some kind of benefit, but not a long cure. So, you know, with all the tremendous billions and trillions that chemotherapy costs, the results are horribly insufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, but that's the only thing they're interested in, money, money, money.
Yeah. Well, I know that patients are interested in long-term survival, not just, you know, how will their lab work look in 1 month or 2 months or 3 months, but they are looking for long-term survival if at all possible. So let me ask you this. You had mentioned the book by Ruta Bogdanovich, The Cure is in the Cause. Is there any other place that you would recommend that people can go to read and to learn about the Gerson therapy and the ideas behind it?
Well, of course, the best one is the one that I rewrote, actually. I rewrote recently my father's book because, as you said and as I explained, there are some changes we've had to make because it's just no longer available things. And it gives a total background. It gives an understanding of chronic disease versus also cancer. It gives the exact therapy and how to handle it at home, how to do it, what to do, how to use the juice machines, how to make the juice, how to detoxify. Everything is in there in detail described so that, yes, people can do it at home. They don't have to come to the clinic. Not only that, but this book has now been translated and printed in 12 different languages. It's all over the world. And there are two additional translations available that are just in the process of being printed. So it's available in Korean, in Japanese, in Chinese. It's available in German, in Italian, in Slovenian. It's all over. And that's the major thing. Yes, the books are available, and how to do it at home is available, and it's quite, it is a little more expensive than just average living because the number of juices we use, as many as 12 to 13 8-ounce glasses of freshly prepared juices, and it takes, you know, it takes fresh carrots, it takes apples and fresh greens to make those foods. But when you count the medical doctors that you don't need, the expensive chemo that doesn't work, and when you count the visits to restaurants that you don't need and the expensive steaks that you don't need, it sort of evens out, and people have found that it actually doesn't really cost much more.
Yes, I think if you're looking at the long run, absolutely. And is this the book, is it the cancer therapy, the 50 cases?
No, that book is my father's book, and it came out in 1958, and that's the one that's really passed. That's why I issued a new book. It's now called Healing the Gerson Way, and it came out only about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's really updated, and as I explained, it contains all the details on how to handle the therapy at home, and many people are using it, and it is working, and people are getting well at home. And they're happy to be able to at least try something on their own when they see their doctor's failures and they see themselves and their loved ones and their sick children or parents and themselves. They see that they're not able to recover on what the doctors are dishing out to them.
And Charlotte, let me ask you this. What do you see the future holding for Gerson therapy?
I believe that because these books are now available and because there are many DVDs available also on the Gerson therapy, one that's called Dying to Have Known. And it shows other professors and doctors and teachers using the Gerson therapy, while Orthodox people keep claiming that it's never cured anything or anybody. Mm-hmm. And it's so ridiculous. They're making themselves fools because we can immediately prove the contrary and they're lying. So that is a DVD that's available, plus there are others now available. I see the only way that is happening is also something else. The Gerson Institute has started a training session for doctors and nurses and PhDs and chiropractors, people who are interested in learning about the therapy and doing the therapy and helping their patients. And we have training sessions now, one every year for doctors, and we have training sessions for caregivers, for people who have sick friends or relatives at home. And those are very heavily visited. We have usually every third month one of these training sessions that includes some 100 people, 90 to 100 people. So a lot of people are learning and want to know and want to understand, and they want to do it the right way because they see and they know and they understand that the doctor's way is useless and expensive and leads to suffering, more suffering and death.
And do
the By the way, you know, it's most interesting. When you watch television, even if there's some real good programs on, very often there are certain drugs that are being advertised and all the wonderful things that the drugs will do. And then they also have to give the side effects of these drugs. And there are more disease, worse disease, and in number of cases, death is a side effect. Yet people buy this stuff. It's unbelievable.
I know quite a few children and teenagers whose parents are a little bit aware of these things. And sometimes it is a subject of great, you know, not laughing at anyone, but sort of laughing at the absurdity of the situation. They know how to listen to that and realize that they may be getting into a lot of trouble just taking that instead of working at the deeper level to get well. So
yes, that's true. And there was something most interesting just came out the other day. Apparently in England, somebody was wearing a Gerson insignia as they were attending a meeting. And they were taken out and told that this is illegal. Just the insignia, just says Gerson, is illegal. They don't want to know about it. They don't want because it cuts into their income. And they want to make money, period.
Well, I think a lot of people today want to learn, and where would be the best place for them to go if they're going on the Internet? Would it be the Gerson?
Yes, the Internet and Gerson, but there's also the opposition that have their ideas on the Internet, and of course they beat it and so on. But yes, the Internet and the Gerson Institute and Gerson Media, which is my son who has been responsible for all these translations and the distribution of the books and tapes. And yes, it is available information, and the Amazon is carrying the books, and yes, people can do it if they want. It is a huge change from their diet of, canned and jarred and pickled and preserved things and McDonald's stuff and highly salted and deep fried and animal products. And, you know, they're told, you know, when a person is told by the doctor, and it happens frequently, the doctor tells them, oh, you need more protein. In the person's mind, protein means animal proteins. It means fish and cheese and chicken and eggs and meat. That's the wrong protein. The human body is not designed for animal proteins. The human body is designed for vegetarian proteins. And people don't realize when a doctor says proteins that they can and should use vegetarian proteins, which are in vegetables, they're in roots, they're in nuts, they're in seeds, and so on. And I live exclusively on vegetarian proteins. Now, supposedly at my age, I'm supposed to need more proteins. Okay, I'm getting them. But I get it from vegetarian sources. I do not eat meat and fish and cheese and chicken and eggs. I don't eat animal proteins.
And you've been doing that a long time, right, Charlotte? How long would you say? Your whole life?
Pretty much my whole life. Of course, I was away at school and things like that, and sometimes it was difficult to obtain.
Yes,
but
yes.
Generally, yes, my whole life. And I've been salt-free my whole life. I was born, of course, into my father's household, and he was forced to live salt-free in order to avoid migraine headaches.
Yeah.
So I get a migraine if I eat salt.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing thing that your family has been able to bring these years of experience and knowledge out into the world. And the website, I know, is a beautiful one that my son has sent to me. Is very simple, Gerson.org. Would that be a good website, Charlotte?
Yes, that's a good one, yes.
Gerson.org.
But you see, we're living this way, it's the excess proteins, for instance, that cause arthritis. And I don't have arthritis, and I'm 90. And I don't have heart disease, and I don't have kidney damage, and I don't have any of I don't have a doctor. I'm not on any drugs. It's because my father taught how to eat correctly so that all the organ systems function, and you don't need any drugs and chemicals and treatments, because when the body functions, there is no disease.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I have a dear friend who's a botanist and an author and very knowledgeable in plants, and he says we are made of plant chemistry, ultimately, that we're supposed to be made of plant chemistry. And I thought that was a wonderful insight he shared with me.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It is correct.
Yes.
And you know, there are now some new people in the ideas. Dr. Mark Hyman, who was lecturing here in San Diego a year and a half ago, and he is bringing out what he calls the functional medicine, which is exactly that. It's helping the body to do the right things, and it's eating right, and that's what he's stressing. And yes, there are others. For instance, now they have a so-called... I have to laugh because it's ridiculous. They have what they call the new science, and this is supposed to be new. It's what my father did 80 years ago, but it's new.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's new but it's not been written up in the medical journals. Okay, but then another one item of the so-called new science, they call epigenetics. Epi being a Greek prefix, and it means above genetics. And they're now showing in this new science of epigenetics that even though you may have the genetic tendency to whatever it is, cancer or heart disease or kidney disease or whatever, if you eat right and treat your body right and keep your organ systems functioning, you don't need to get that disease.
Yeah,
I'm showing. I'm proof of it because I don't have arthritis and I don't have migraine headaches because I'm eating right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's powerful hope. I think that we were taught for too long that the base pairs that make up our DNA determined everything, and now we know it's how we take care of them and how we have the genes, the good genes, if you will, good genes being switched on. And again, nutrition is center to that, centerpiece. So,
well, even if our genes are not so good, and that's the whole point of this epigenetics,
yeah.
If our genes are not good, and, you know, a lot of mothers are being scared about their daughters getting their breast cancer and all that, it's ridiculous. If they eat right, they won't get breast cancer. It's very possible that I have the breast cancer gene. My grandmother died of breast cancer. Her daughter, my mother's sister, had the exact same breast cancer, the exact same age it was before there was any genes known. And she had, you know, and she was told she needed surgery and the radiation, and she said, no, thank you. I saw my mother die that way. She did the Gerson therapy at age 51 with breast cancer spreading already to her lymph nodes, and she died at 85 or 86 of old age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole point. Even epigenetics are functional. It works if you give the body the right nutrients and keep your defenses up.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Charlotte, I really appreciate you sharing your time and your experience, and I want to wish you a very wonderful 91st year and wonderful experience with the work that you have ahead of you and that the Gerson Institute has ahead of it. And certainly you've been a forerunner and a, you know, very important force for looking at how to help the body do what it wants to do and what it knows how to do. So I thank you very, very much for all that you have done.
I thank you for letting me talk to you and spreading the good word and understanding and promoting the right ideas to help people to be well. It's the one thing that I'm interested in doing, keeping people well.
I can really hear that and hope for the next generation that we can have
yes,
moms know about
those.
feeding themselves and the next generation that changes that whole generation's pattern for the better.
Yes.
Thank you very much,
and
Charlotte.
Thank you, and all the best and great good wishes for your work, too. We are needing people like you everywhere.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'll stop the recording here. I just want to thank you personally. Hang on for just a second.
Okay.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you loved the show today with Charlotte Gerson. Isn't she just an absolutely incredible person? And just to think that, you know, she's 90 years old and still so vibrant, so healthy, so full of life and full of energy and full of joy, and still very much teaching and preaching and educating people all over the world about nutrition. And you realize how rare that is today for a 90-year-old to be that independent, that clear of mind and clear of health, and how rare that is today. It's just unbelievable. But I really believe that if we all followed what Charlotte teaches about the importance of nutrition, that, you know, almost all of us could get to that age of 90 or even more and be that healthy and that vibrant and that full of life. So please check out the Gerson Institute at gerson.org. It's gerson.org. And remember to come join us at authentichealthcoach.com. And please leave us a great review on iTunes for the Authentic Health Coaching Show. We'd love to get your feedback and what you think about the show. So have an incredible day. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.